Blackstone Audio presents.
The Signature of All Things by Elizabeth Gilbert. Read by Juliet Stevenson. What life is, we know not. What life does, we know well. Lord Percival. Prologue. Alma Whittaker, born with the century, slid into our world on the 5th of January, 1800. Swiftly, nearly immediately, opinions began to form around her. Alma's mother, upon viewing the infant for the first time, felt quite satisfied with the outcome. Beatrix Whittaker had suffered poor luck thus far generating an heir. Her first three attempts at conception had vanished in sad rivulets before they'd ever quickened. Her most recent attempt, a perfectly formed son, had come right to the brink of life, but had then changed his mind about it on the very morning he was meant to be born, and arrived already departed. After such losses, any child who survives is a satisfactory child. Holding her robust infant, Beatrix murmured a prayer in her native Dutch. She prayed that her daughter would grow up to be healthy and sensible and intelligent, and would never form associations with overly powdered girls, or laugh at vulgar stories, or sit at gaming tables with careless men, or read French novels, or behave in a manner suited only to a savage Indian, or in any way whatsoever become the worst sort of discredit to a good family. Namely, that she not grow up to be un onnozelaar, a simpleton. Thus concluded her blessing, or what constitutes a blessing, from so austere a woman.